item is subdivision 2006-35, 2416 Joppa Road LLC. That's a field at Neal School as a preliminary.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, I've put together a motion on this. There will be the last sentence of my last condition on this is, at the advice of our attorney, is going to be deleted. So I will just stop when I reference that. Thanks, Mr. Robertson, for pointing that out. You may recall this was a rehearing of which one of the things that was, we were reminded of the Gibson case in this. And while I appreciate a subtle reminder on that, I've always felt very confident in our own counsel to remind us of the ordinances and the adherences that we as a commission try to follow when we form a motion. So thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-35 for Neal School at Joppa Road based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code, which have been favorably addressed. The proposed subdivision density at roughly one half lot per acre, with the lot sizes themselves being between 1 and 2 acre, is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that this site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. This approval, however, is subject to the following conditions, them being, there shall be no more than 55 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of that school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review of this Planning and Zoning Commission. Additionally, a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The hunting notices, hunting activities nearby notices shall be contained in the deed restrictions. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets within this subdivision. And there shall be a 50-foot buffer from any and all wetlands areas that may be delineated during the development and approval process.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-35, 2416 Joppa Road LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.